Miss Clarence.
What are you planning to do after your graduation from college?
Professor Wong, to be honest, I do not have interests in my major now. I am quite interested in knowledge about customs. I prefer to become a civil servant in the customs field. That's why I came to your lecture.
That's a fantastic idea! To be a civil servant is very lofty, and you can make your contribution to the country as well as the people.
Thank you, but I am just interested in it. Actually, I have little knowledge about this field. Could you supervise me a little bit?
Of course, I'd love to. What exactly would you like to know?
I am especially keen on the customs clearance. Could you please first tell me the definition of customs clearance?
Yes, sure. It refers to the act that the people in charge of the inbound or outbound vehicles, consigners, and their agents, or the owners of the items make a declaration to the customs about applying for the formalities for their import, export cargoes, or items. And it also refers to the whole process in which the customs officers audit, inspect, collect duty, and approve import or exports of the documents and the cargo provided by the consigners.
That's the account for it. Then what are the official formalities in terms of customs clearance?
The inbound or outbound passengers have to enter or depart from the place where a customs office is located so that their personal possessions and belongings can be supervised and managed by the customs office. Passengers ought to make declaration in accordance with the regulations. Except for the exemptions from inspections, the personal possessions and belongings of passengers must be examined and released by the customs. Passengers who bring articles which have to be declared ought to hand in the China Customs Declaration Form for incoming, outgoing passengers or the declaration document the customs specifies to the declaration counter.
Jamazing. There are so many regulations and stipulations. I never thought it that way before. It seems that being a customs officer is not an easy task. It is very challenging. I must study harder to make myself qualified for the post. Then I have one more question. On what basic principle is it based for customs officers to inspect the passengers' luggages and articles?
The basic principles the customs uses to examine the luggage and articles of the passenger is for personal use and in reasonable quantities, to stipulate different scope and different duty limitations for different passengers' belongings.
I get it. Thank you so much. I understand that there's still a long way for me to go if I want to become a competent civil servant in the customs.
I can see that you are a very promising student. I have full confidence in you that you will make your dream come true.